Robin speaking. I can help you.
Yeah, hey, Robin, it's Patrick.
Okay, hey.
So, I just got a few pieces of information I gotta confirm on file before, I answer any questions. Are you still with my second home childcare?
It's my second home early learning school.
Okay, did you guys switch the name up on that? I checked out the website before I gave you a call.
Yeah.
Okay, how long ago did you guys do that?
We formally did it about a month ago.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said we've been operating under that for about a year.
Okay, is that still the DBA name, or are you guys My Second Home Early Learning School?
We're My Second Home Early Learning School.
Okay, and then the address for you guys, too. We had a 451, looks like Wesley Glen Drive, Columbus.
No, we're at 777 South High Street.
You guys moved over there, too?
Yeah, the 451 is my residential address.
Okay, I gotcha. And you guys have always been over there then?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're the 100% business owner for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, and also best phone number to reach you at is this one or the number for the learning center?
Either one.
Okay, and then also website, mysecondhomelearningschool.com, that's you guys, right?
My second home,
school.com.
Yeah, my second home school.
Yep, okay, cool. And then also, best email to contact you at?
Robin Creer at mysecondhomeschool.com.
And could you just spell out your, you said Robin Careers?
Creer, C-R-E-E-R.
Okay, I thought you said careers, like C-R-E-E-R, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the domain name one more time, please?
My Second Home School.
My Second Home School. .com?
Yes.
Perfect. So I had, reached out to you because of your recent inquiry about a business loan from us. So if you could just tell me a little bit more about what you're looking for, I can, point you in the right direction and see what we can do.
Okay, can I place you on hold for one moment? I'm sorry, I have another call coming in.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, it's fine. So, and how do you structure the business too, Robin?
The LLC.
LLC, perfect. All right, so basically we have a lot of different programs depending on, what you're specifically looking for. So just let me know what you're looking to do and, I can put you in the right direction.
I just need some cash flow just to be able to, ball from here to there to get through, times where funds are low or we're waiting for them to come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So you'd be looking more for one of our capital programs then? And how much would you be looking to bring on?
Is it something that would be able to be like a revolving line of credit?
Okay, so you're looking for more a line of credit then?
Yeah.
Okay, so we offer working capital, which is similar to line of credit, but you know, better in many ways too. Basically, we base it off of sales and not credit, and it's going to be unsecure, so you're going to be able to use that as you see fit for the business. It's going to be a lump sum of cash, you know, straight in the business account. Lines of credit, you know, more, you know, are going to be based more off of credit, secured, things like that. So definitely still an option we can do, and we can definitely help you guys out. You know, how much were you looking to, you know, bring on?
Just about $25,000.
Okay. To give you a better idea, you know, what did you guys do in sales last year? That's one of our big factors.
Sales, we had over $450,000.
Okay. So, yeah, we should be able to free up about, you know, anywhere from 30 to... Actually, I'd say from 40 to 50K. So, 25 about the amount you guys need or more want.
I think that's fine.
Okay, that's fine too. Just to, you know, help give you a little better idea. Also, what's your credit like too? I mean, good, bad, somewhere in the middle.
It's bad. I'm trying to clear it up.
That's fine too. Not an issue. We actually have, you know, programs that work with credit tiers A to D, even past bankruptcies. So we should still be able to, you know, find out options for you. When's the last time you ended up checking that too?
I have Credit Karma. I know it's not completely accurate. And the last time I looked, it was about a 540 or something like that, 560.
Okay, and you know, how long ago was that you checked?
Couple weeks ago.
Okay, you have any idea on, you know, why it is like that? Is it just, you know, loans or?
We filed a judgment against the since we moved out before our lease was up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When was that, at the address I had on file, or?
It was an address a different address. It was on High Street. It was just further down.
Oh, out in Columbus, too?
Huh?
Okay, and you just said you guys just moved out too early?
Yeah, the rent, we were paying like $10,000 a month.
Oh, jeez.
It paid less money and still get the same amount of kids.
No, I understand that one. How long ago was that, too?
He just filed that in November.
Okay, and are you guys, you know, in the process of getting that taken care of and everything like that?
Yeah.
For sure, just kind of, you know, getting a little background. Also, how long have you been, you know, running the show for, you guys out there? How long have you guys been in business for?
Since 2009.
2009, did you open it up yourself too? Still there?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you, I mean, how'd you get in the industry, too? Did you just kind of want to open up a, you know, a learning center?
Just wanted to be self-employed.
That's cool. And, you know, help out the kids and whatnot?
Yeah.
That's cool. My dad's a teacher, too, so definitely understand that one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You get ever, you know, run into any kids that end up going to Ohio State or, you know, anything big like that out there?
I'm sorry?
No, actually, I guess you guys haven't been in business for too long for that one. I was just saying, if you guys ever, you know, do anything with the kids in Ohio State and, you know, the football or sports out there.
Oh, no, we haven't.
I'm sure some of those kids are, you know, big fans though, huh? And how old are the kids that you guys have at the learning center too?
They're anywhere from 4 weeks, and they go up to 12 years.
Okay, and it's like a Monday through Friday kind of thing, or?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
Okay, I see. And then also, do you have any other current loans out for the business?
I'm sorry.
Do you have any current loans out for the business? Any capital loans?
No.
Okay, we had a file history, looks like from 2015 from a bank in our industry for some capital. Are you familiar with that one?
I paid off the one that we had.
Okay, who'd you guys go through with that one?
Tears.
You said tears or?
Tears, T-I-R-S.
Oh, okay, I got you. How much did you guys bring on for that one, too?
I think that one was like 15,000.
And you guys already got that one paid off?
Mm-hmm.
How long of a term did you guys end up taking that one on? Was a pretty short-term loan?
Yeah. On a daily? Yeah.
And then how long did you guys end up, you know, having that one for? Was it just a few months? Do you remember the...
Yeah, just a few months.
And what were your dailies like on that one?
Like $300 a day or something.
Okay, and then kind of to get a better idea, too, of the current loan you'd be looking to bring on, would you be looking to do more of a daily or weekly type payments, and then kind of the term length, too? What did you have in mind?
Is that how you do it, daily or weekly? I was thinking like a monthly.
Okay, monthly. We do have monthly available, but it's for more of the top-tier program, so it just really depends on which program you do qualify for. But you were looking for the monthly?
Yeah.
And then you would be looking for more of a longer term or short?
About a year.
Okay. And then, how fast would you be looking to, you know, flip this and, you know, the return you'd be getting on this investment? What would you be looking at for that?
About 3 to 6 months.
Okay, and, you know, this is going to be something that definitely helps the business grow, and, you know, you guys are going to see a return on it.
Right.
For sure. What are you guys tracking for sales this year as well?
You mean, like, what methods, or...
No, like, for your gross annual sales, you mentioned last year, but what are you guys tracking for this year, 2016?
This year's a little lower because of the move. So I think so far we're at close to 200,000. So we'll probably be at 325.
Okay. And then have you guys, you know, looked anywhere else for a loan, or, you know, shopped anywhere else? Have you approached your local bank, or?
I did approach my local bank, but they wasn't able to do it right now.
Was it just because of the move issue, or?
Can't really say. I'm assuming it was the personal credit.
Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of times the turnaround on those is, you know, really long too, and, you know, by time they can end up helping you guys out, you don't even really need it anymore.
Right.
But yeah, when were you looking to bring this on by too? What's your timetable? You know, how immediate did you need this?
30 to 60 days.
Okay, that shouldn't be an issue, too. All right, so here's what I can do for you, Robin. We have a real fast turnaround, like I mentioned earlier. Typically, we're able to get an approval within about 24 hours, but I know it's Friday, and I know you're pretty busy, too, since, you know, we haven't been able to get in contact for a few weeks. But basically, what we require is just a one-page application, very simple, straightforward app. I'll shoot that over right when we get off the phone to your email. Along with that is just 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, because we need to check the cash flow, and that is what we base the, you know, the one of the key factors is that sales, like we did talk about. And then the last thing is just a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys end up filing for 2015?
We're still in the process, but I do have a...
extension?
Maybe, but we're just going to go over and make sure everything is accurate on it before we submit.
Okay, did you guys file for an extension then? I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes, we did.
Okay, perfect. And then 2014, you guys are squared away on then?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll just need a copy of the most or the 2014 one, and then the copy of the extension for the 2015 one. I'll go ahead and attach, you know, the little short description in the email when I shoot that over, so you have that on paper. But just that's just about you know, all we need from that to get you an approval. And then when do you think I can get that back from you? I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone.
What, the application?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can probably get that back to you today.
Okay, perfect. I'll shoot it over, you know, right when we get off the phone, and then we can get the ball rolling on this. Once I get all the other, you know, documents in, we'll be able to submit it, but until I get, you know, the financials, like we did mention, I won't be able to submit it, but, you know, we can definitely get the ball rolling today, get that app back, and, you know, we can go from there.
Okay.
All right, Robin, do you have any other questions for me, too, while, you know, we're on the phone?
Nope, that's it.
All right, for sure. Could I just leave you with my number, too, in case you have any questions or, you know, need to get a hold of me?
Sure. Give me 1 second.
It's fine.
Okay.
All right. It's 858-252-1481.
Okay.
Perfect. Got any big plans for the weekend or anything coming up?
No, just some rest.
Yeah, I understand that one, too. Been a long week.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Robin, well, I'll let you get back to work, and I'll shoot over that the email, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.